You know, I've been listening to my Summer of Adventures items, and we're getting new additions as we speak. Justin Moore joins us on his bus on his way to Kettering, Ohio. Another suggestion in my Summer Adventure would be to add a tattoo. I know, Justin, you already have a few tattoos. Would you suggest Old 53 ink it up for the first time?
You don't really seem like a tattoo guy to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
You remember that time you did the
face
tattoo? I don't
know. What do you boys think?
No, he's talking about the neck tattoo. Yeah, I love my neck tattoo.
Basil did neck tattoos. And it
slash.
Weird.
So he went
no,
slash.
I didn't. I look cool, man.
Well, it's because you had a shaved head.
Listen,
you look like you straight out you out of the pen.
And he was wearing a diaper. That was weird.
yeah, so, but anyway.
I think you know what you get? Right. I think you get a big old parachute on your back. Big old parachute tattoo. Or every time you make a jump, you add another little to a parachute.
Before we get to our special guest in studio right now, let's get an update over across the pond at St. Andrews, RJ.
Okay, so right now you've got a tie for the lead with Dustin Johnson and Cameron Young at 8-under. Dustin Johnson's now taking the lead at 9-under. And Will Zalatoris, you asked about
yes.
him just a moment ago. He tees off at 9:21.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
So he will be going, but Daly still doing well. He had an eagle earlier. He was at minus one, or he's at minus two now.
All right,
as he's
awesome,
three
JD.
Under on the day.
Atta boy.
Daly is he's gone up 37 spots today. And
wow.
He's tied for 40th.
Loving it.
And so Daly at 3-under is what six strokes off
yeah,
the lead.
Yeah. How about that? Listen, they're showing Tiger walking
two
up.
Two or three under, RJ.
He's two.
Two under, Art. Yeah, what'd I say?
Two, okay.
Yeah, he's two. And three under for the day.
You said two and three. That's why I asked.
Sorry.
It's they're showing Justin. They're showing Tiger walking up 18. Roger and I had a chance. It really is a magnificent 18th hole. Of course, you know, they've got stands around them, Roger, that block some of the view of those old
yep.
buildings up there.
Yep.
But just look at that, man. That's just
yep.
that's the home of golf, man. That's a, you know, somebody was saying that golf course was being played when Lincoln was in office.
Yeah.
I know, that just goes to show you.
Well, you've got five players tied for second right now.
That is crazy.
At 8-under.
I know.
And it's going on.
Listen, before America.
I know. How crazy. In studio with us, we have Steve Emmons, who is the owner and operator of Paradise Valley Skydiving, along with Aaron, is it Kaiser?
Kaiser.
Kaiser. Great to have you guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I guess create a little bit of attention
to
what we're doing
now.
Here.
Starting
yeah.
to get real now.
So when RJ first approached you guys about Roger and I doing this, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Fantastic. Some more people want to go have a good time playing in the air.
Gotcha.
See Arkansas, the best view of Arkansas that you can get.
You've been doing this for how long?
I've been some version civilian or military jump for 22 years now.
Okay.
He actually started yesterday.
I watched three YouTube videos. We're good. Yeah.
How many jumps? I know you've been asked this before. Off the top of your head, ballpark, what would you say? How many jumps you've made?
For me, relatively low. I'm just under 1,000 jumps.
1,000 jumps.
Yeah. But Aaron over here, I mean, he's over 14,000.
So wait a minute.
14,000
jumps. No way. 14,000?
All right. Yes, sir.
How do you have time to do anything else? How do you have time to live a life when you're jumping 14,000 times? Are you? Is that making
That's
money?
Living.
Is that making money or doing it for fun or both?
It's been my full-time hobby for about 16 years.
Full-time hobby. You've jumped 14,000 times in only 16 years.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, guys, let's back up a little bit. How many times have you tandem jumped?
Tandem jumped, I think I've made maybe three, you know, just to go see what it's about. I'm not a big fan of other people.
So
I got COVID.
there is a concern. The only concern I have, I'm ready to do this, is because I'm a little bit bigger. I think I'm bordering on
we
the
need
line.
If we need to hold off.
I'm bordering on the what is the weight limit that you can tandem?
It's a combined weight of the passenger, the person driving,
right.
and the gear.
Right.
So we can't excess over 500 pounds total.
Oh, you're going to be good, Basil.
Yeah,
okay, so who's jumping with Justin. Don't you start it. That's going to be close.
Getting close.
I mean, Aaron's going to be doing all the driving for you guys. He's got all the experience.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Now, who actually, though?
Wait. What do you mean doing all the driving?
You get to go enjoy the view. Now, he does all the work. You get to go up in the plane.
No. We jump out at the same time.
Yeah, you're jumping out at the same
time. Well, place. He came for who's the
yeah,
other
just
person?
Relax and who's enjoy
the,
it.
Help the other 10. Yeah, that's what she said.
Well, we're going to rotate him through. We're going to send y'all one at a time.
No, it don't happen that way.
Well, I mean, But if you want,
it's got to be a no. I know, no.
So
I want it done.
So who will I be attached to? Is that going to be me? Okay, it's going to be you. Okay,
yeah,
listen.
And I'm going to be attached to it. So it's not working out like I thought it was.
What do you mean?
Because we're not going to both be up at the same time.
Oh, we're going in two different times.
Two different times.
Okay, we get to watch each other. You don't want to do that?
No.
How come?
I don't want to.
No, it's going to be great because it'll make for great Facebook
Live.
I'm up first, I'm out.
Okay.
Right. Samantha, keep the car going. I thought we were going to be out at the same time because now this whole thing about you coming after me is over.
Yeah, I can't save you if I come out. So how much you weigh, by the way, Aaron?
195.
You're 195. Okay, okay, we barely, as Justin said, we barely are under the mark.
I weigh 152. I'm 152.
Shut up.
I do. That's why I weigh myself this morning.
So you, Justin?
So 152. Between me, you, and the, we're good, right?
We're way overloaded with you.
The question is, listen, I'm the guy. Listen, I'm the guy here. This is a serious conversation. I'm the guy that, as Justin says, pushing the level on the weight.
Yeah. So do you have a scale just in case we need to get to that point?
Jerk.
We've got a scale there at the drop zone.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. That's what I wanted to hear. What's say that again?
I'm taking 300 plus.
You've had a 300 pounder. Oh, we're good.
Yeah,
now,
you're fine.
Now,
my
so
do you have
Barbara
a cargo chute so that we can hook it up?
Hey, speaking of big boys, I just saw where an elephant in Thailand collapsed but was survived when the guy jumped on its back and gave it CPR. That's just to throw that out there. That's I don't know what the hell's on that.
So,
my sister Barbara's listening. She said she'd
Barbara.
Jump if she was here.
Okay, now listen. We're going to do this. This is the summer of adventure. Now
I thought we were doing it so we could, you know.
Do it together?
Don't want to hold hands?
I thought it was one of those things. I didn't know.
How come we don't do it together?
I don't want to do it now.
We have a smaller plane that only holds four.
Okay.
And we have one instructor.
I wonder about that.
So here's the thing. I go up. I jump out with you, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We land safely.
Hopefully together. Yeah.
We're landing together. I don't want this out in the universe. It doesn't happen, Mr. Kaiser. So we do all that. And then you go back up with him.
Yes, sir.
And do it again. What's the time in that? By this time, it's midnight.
Our turnaround times are about 20 minutes.
So let me ask you this. How come you guys do a smaller plane like that? In other words, from a business standpoint, wouldn't you want to be a little bit bigger plane where you can take more people at once?
There's the pros and cons of that. The size plane we have works for our market area.
Gotcha.
We would have to have a lot more people coming in, but eventually we'd love to go buy a $2 million plane.
Yeah.
You guys just jumped
over at the Wings Over Bryant.
Yep.
And so you guys do some
We love doing demos, anything yeah. that helps former military, anything for kids, anything where we can go out and inspire some kids that want to go check something out, think about being in the air, whether it's flying planes or just opening their mind. Anything I can do to like inspire some kids, we're all about it.
Well, this is important. This is what I was. So, Aaron. So, when we get out of the plane, do we get? Is there on the wings? Is there a bar that we stand on? Do we just Geronimo out the door?
It's more of a Geronimo.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. I don't want to get on the wing. When I heard about that,
my eyes are going to be closed. My hands are going to be crossed. You're going to have to push.
Yeah, all right.
Justin, have you seen the video, Justin? RJ has seen it, and Roger and I have, and I know you guys, of the guys getting the people getting out on the plane on the wing to jump, and all of a sudden, underneath is another plane.
I think I have, actually.
Yeah,
we have seen that whenever you're doing like multi-aircraft formation stuff,
when
you're launching a lot of people out in the sky.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, in my mind, I was thinking, do you crawl out on the, because that in that video, they're crawling out on the wing.
Yeah.
And we're not doing that. Yeah.
No.
So do we, what should we?
Now, here's the other thing before we do that. Are you saying that he, for instance, I'm jumping first. Mm-hmm. I have to. Mm-hmm. Is he in the plane watching me do all that while we're up there?
No, he'll be on the ground.
He has to because he's not wearing a parachute. Who all wears a parachute while we're up in the plane? Does a pilot wear one?
The pilot's required to.
They're required to.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's
You'll
what I
be
think.
The only person on that airplane without a parachute.
How long is the time, the minute you jump out of the plane to the minute you hit the ground?
So typically you fall about 1,000 feet per 5 seconds.
Wow.
And everything there, 35 to 40 seconds will be your free
fall. That's it?
But then you're under canopy for probably 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So let me tell you the only thing that sort of makes me, there's a flash point in my mind.
You may have to call it off.
the flash point in my mind would be when the minute you pull the cord, because at that point you're jerked up. I mean, you're falling at what did you say?
You're falling at 120 miles an hour.
120 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, boom, you stop, and so I imagine there's some torque on.
No.
There's that torque.
All the videos look like that because the guy that's shooting the video is still falling when they start basically hitting the brakes.
It's really but not.
We packed the parachute because it would be extremely painful to be going from 120
to all of a sudden zero.
The way that parachute is packed, it opens slower.
I see.
You're slowing down.
Because it's a good question. You're going 120 miles an hour, and you think, boom, and you're going back up there.
It's not that at all. It's optical illusion.
Yeah,
the other cat's still following.
The other person shooting the video is still falling, so it looks like you're getting shot up into the sky. You're just slowing down.
How many parachutes are with me and you as we're jumping?
The FAA requires us to have two parachutes.
But how many do you have on you? You have like an extra one?
Mm-hmm.
You got five?
Yeah, we can take five.
Of your 14,000 jumps, you've had how many are tandem of those 14,000?
Out of 14,000, it's around 9,000.
Okay, oh my gosh. So of the 9,000 tandems, be honest, how many people do you think have soiled themselves of the 9,000?
That I could smell?
Yeah.
There are four, I believe. That soiled.
Roger, cannot be five and six.
No.
Listen, we got to clean ourselves out today.
You know what? It might be like peeing in a pool. You might just be going, wow, that's not bad at all.
What's the job I'm trying to get out?
And we land on our butt, so we're clean then.
And so this is in Clarksville.
How long did you say you free fall for?
About 35 seconds.
Is that what you were expecting, Justin? Oh, or not?
Man. Yeah, that's.
Justin said.
I had no idea. I mean, I have no perspective.
I'm with
on
you.
It.
Yeah. Now, Justin, if we do this, would you consider being next?
No, he's not going to do it.
Hell no.
RJ's the same way.
No, Justin, I'm right
not
there happened. With. Here's the thing, JM. Like tonight at 6 o'clock when we do this, I'm going to FaceTime you from Basil's phone because I know you don't do social media. So I'm gonna have a Facebook Live going, but then I'm gonna Facebook Live you or FaceTime you so that you and I can have commentary.
All right, let me ask you this, Aaron. Landing.
Let's do it.
Are you expecting us to land and stand or land and fall?
If all things work out perfectly, everything's right, the winds, the landing itself, we can stand up. But the ideal landing for a tandem, being four people or four legs, is to slide in on my butt, supporting your weight.
Okay, now listen, you got a lot of lift.
There's a heat, this time of year, the heat and all that, does that play a part in postponing this?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so one more thing on just the tandem part of it. So are you have to be in control of the person's weight and size as you're going down? Are you having to manipulate him with the wind? In other words, am I supposed to have my arms up, you know, like high, my legs up high, and all that kind of stuff? Or you go, Basil, get your hands up! Or is it going to be that kind of thing, or I could just be limp and you can still do it?
We talking about the same thing?
Yes.
You know, that's up to you. However you want to enjoy this ride.
Okay,
Now, when you're doing all that stuff, is it like a oar in the boat? Do we not need to be moving our hands so we don't tend to?
No.
Are you a married man? You dating?
No, sir.
Are you happy at home?
I'm very happy.
You're very good?
Yeah.
You're not running from the law or nothing like that?
Not right now.
You don't need any. There's no insurance thing coming up here that you need to duck out of?
Yeah, my life's not a country song. We're
very
good.
I can tell, Roger, this guy, listen, if we were completely
he's
out.
He's going to play jokes. He's going to have jokes.
If we were limp. And out of it, he could. And if somebody, we just passed that. If Roger passes out in the plane before he,
my back up and feces is heading up my back. I just want you to know. Listen, it's gonna be one of those things where I'm gonna be frightened of it. I'm frightened of it right now because now it's real. Now I see you.
I'm nervous for you guys.
I want to make sure. How many buckles do we have on our show? How many buckles?
We have four rated at 4,000 pounds apiece.
4,000 pounds apiece. And what kind of pressure is it coming down?
Very minimal.
Very minimal very, pressure very on that. Minimal. So these things are checked and double checked and all that kind of stuff. You never do any of those sort of things. All right,
you know, Roger, it's funny. I'm just
ready to get this over with so Basil stops saying limp.
Street
clothes, whatever you're comfortable in.
I just wear street clothes or whatever. So
tissues?
Shorts or long pants? Or wear jeans, something like that? Is that what you do for the landing?
It's going to be kind of warm.
We've got the jumpsuit, right? We have a jumpsuit?
You can wear a jumpsuit or... You don't have to.
Okay,
look for something comfortable, athletic, not a lot of jewelry.
What about jeans? Jeans?
Jeans work great.
Jeans are fine. What kind of shoes? No Crocs.
Do you mind if I call the hogs, that kind of stuff?
And you can do whatever
crazy?
You want. Yeah. And while I'm down there watching you, I hope I can hear them.
I will say this. I was like Justin and RJ. I told myself I would never do this. I never had any interest. But as I mentioned to my good buddies, it's a slow sports month in July.
Either that or you're nearing the end and you're not telling allowing us.
Yeah, because we are. I am doing some other things.
Shut up. I know.
But we appreciate you guys doing this. It'll be fun and looking forward to it.
We're super excited.
We love jumping out of the plane.
Tell us if somebody's listening right now and they want to do this, how do they get in touch with you guys?
You can find us on our website, ParadiseValleySkydiving.com. We're pretty easily Googleable. Whatever that word is.
Yeah, you bet. Or Facebook, either one.
Find us on Facebook. You can find us on the internet. You can call our number. 479-858-1478.
I did want to ask, have you ever, and this will be the last, have you ever had a situation where something gone wrong has gone wrong and you've had to...
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K,
oh my gosh, I've got to do something different or whatever. Have you had that? 14,000 jumps, you would think you might.
Lie.
I have, but my ratio isn't bad. Out of those that many jumps, I've had to go to my emergency parachute 5 times.
So it was a malfunction. It's a malfunction with the parachute, first parachute.
Yes.
Roger, can you imagine?
Have you ever had to do the emergency with a tandem?
Was that a tandem?
All 5 times.
Justin, I mean, here's the deal.
I'm telling you right now.
Roger wants to go first. So Justin, I can see. I'm looking up and I'm seeing something's gone wrong with the first parachute. Oh no! So Roger's gonna be. He's having to pull the second chute.
Yeah, then you will see crap coming down. Oh my gosh! Somebody just dumped their toiletry.
But you see Roger flapping his arms
in the last 20 years.
Say again.
There haven't been any real injuries if people do their emergency procedures the correct way. The technology and the gear.
I can throw
that parachute out by itself without anybody in it. It's going to land under a fully functioning canopy.
Wow, how about
why don't we just do that?
What about the, I hate to bring up negative. What happens with the
stop.
There was a horrible story in the last year or two about a first-time jumper. She was a tandem and something happened and they both perished. What is usually if there's a problem that happens? Is it a malfunction with both parachutes or the wind or what would it be?
Honestly speaking, 90% of any accidents in skydiving happen under a fully functioning parachute under 1,000 feet. So more times than not, it is pilot error.
Yeah, I would imagine that's what it is.
It sounds like
we're in good hands, though.
You're in good hands.
Yeah. I think we're in fantastic hands, but that doesn't make me.
I'm proud of you guys for facing your fears.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that.
I don't even want to jump in a plane, much less out of one.
He doesn't even want to get in a plane.
But I mean, you're the exact reason why I love doing what I do. I mean, for me. I still love the jumping, but seeing people who have this kind of fear, this kind of nervousness.
Can you smell it? Can you smell the urine in my seat right now?
This is his second jump. It's my first jump.
But you've
been experienced. Matter of fact, you told me, Roger, when you did this, you said it was an emotional, spiritual. I thought you told me it was a spiritual experience.
Well,
because you were sober, right?
Well, I was 30 days sober.
You did that as a part of that, right?
As a part of that. So I'm jumping out of that. It was a lot heavier, too. But I jump out of that thing, and I was frightened to death when we're kneeled down right beside that thing, and Michael said, all right, we get ready to go. We're going to count to three. Well, the jackasses went at two. So they ended up, But once we were out, there's something came over me that said, you can't go back in. You might as well enjoy it now.
Enjoy the view.
So I hope I can do that. I don't know if I'll keep my eyes open or not. I don't know if I'm going to be doing a Superman. Is there a cameraman going to be up there? We got GoPros on or what?
Yeah, we'll be filming it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're covered.
And no video is allowed to be given out unless I have approval. Please.
I love what Jessica has done. Jessica says she's calling Todd Dennis to take a life insurance policy out on me today.
That is so terrible.
Yeah, because I don't have.
Well, that's true.
And
who's gonna listen? By the grace of God, we'll land just fine, and we'll be all down that way.
And you know what I thought would be cool? I know that we can't do it, but it'd be cool maybe to jump with my old Razorback helmet on. That might be fun.
You know what? I can't even see past the humor anymore. I just can't.
I have a quick question. Have you ever got up? When we're done today, you're going to have the biggest grin on your face.
How about that?
I guarantee you.
You're going to feel like you've accomplished something. You faced that fear. When the door opened and that wind started blowing and noise.
We both hate heights.
I can't stand them either.
All right, Justin, you had something more? Justin, you had a question?
Yeah, sorry. There's a major delay.
That's okay.
I was curious if you've ever gotten up there, guys, And whoever you were jumping with just absolutely said, it's not, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Yeah, I would have guessed there would be.
Yeah, I've had it quite a few times, but I'm usually really good at convincing him, especially when it's a male and like, yo, your homies are going to
Yeah, you punk. Come on, you punk.
You're shaming him.
Yeah, you're shaming him. All right.
But that's, you know, but what? That's when I let out the doo-doo.
But to that point, is there ever somebody that says, no, just take the plane down. I do not want to jump at all.
Yeah.
Listen, we got to get this done. We're going to accomplish this on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it.
There's a lot of people texting in on the they want to know how much this costs because a lot of people are interested.
No, Tandem costs $260. If you want the additional video package, it's next to $100.
Oh, very good.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Not bad for a lifetime memory.
That's how about that? You know what? And I guess when it all comes down to it, I mean, you know, we got like a 30-minute tutorial that you do and all that, and none of that has anything to do with me. Hey, this is what happens. I mean, any of that stuff that you teach us. Is not detrimental in the proper landing of the thing, right?
No.
Okay, because I can't reach back there if you pass out.
Yeah, that would be my luck. Yeah, for the first time he hits his head, jump out of the plane or something, he's out.
Every 10 seconds, I want you tapping me on the back of my head. Just, everything's good,
I'm
Roger.
Still here. I'm still here.
I can't reach it.
As we go to break, I do want to say, should we get a shout out to Doug Schneider, who's going home.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, he's been in the hospital after 24 days.
Way to go, Doug.
He's been in the hospital. So good that you're headed at home, Doug, and we'll see.
Well, last thing, speaking of which, and not to say that Doug, I mean, he's just been in the hospital. You guys, RJ brought it up. You guys also deal with anyone that wants to come up there if they're handicapped or
yeah,
whatever.
That's cool. I love that. Yeah, I love that.
That's outstanding. Yeah. That's outstanding. That's got to be exhilarating as well.
It's
for you.
For us, it's amazing. Too. For people. When your life is now in a wheelchair, you know, things have happened. The opportunity to be able to go get God's view. I mean, and
feed,
it's when you've kind of been stuck in one place, but we found a way. We've got the gear to be able. Hey, let's go ahead. Let you have an experience.
That's a set on that person.
You know, and Dr. Tucker just texted me. Dr. Tucker's done about 15 surgeries on me. Have you had anybody that's had to have surgery after landing? Because you know what? I may be your first today, and that's just by just landing on the ground. Not much to it. So
to remove that permagrin, maybe. I mean,
Well, Steve Emmons, Aaron Kaiser, thanks so much. We'll see you guys this afternoon.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's the Paradise Valley Skydiving. All right, it's 9:30 here, Morning Wind. Mayhem.